So much Rahmanas on people weren't here or didn't listen to this year. Zok the Gemara has a stira in psukim. A stira in psukim. Rabbi Le Abai Le Rav Aksiv Meitav Sadeh Meitav Karmi Inshallah Meitav In Midei Achrini Lo. So do you have to pay Meitav? It sounds like you only pay Meitav. But Tanya Yashiv Le Rabbi Shavu Kesef. But it sounds like there's a pasuk to teach you Shavu Kesef. Afilu Subin, and included in Shavu Kesef is not only the most pristine, the top line of Shavu Kesef, but even, what was the word?
Bran.
But even bran. Even the leftover of the husks of the wheat. Lokasha kan midaito kan bal karcho. So the Gemara answers, it's not a stira. One type of tashluma was talking about where it's midaito. One type of tashluma was talking about it where it's bal karcho. So on that, the Gemara says, Amar ula deka de rebeloi deka nami de sivi shalim bal karcho. But you say, need some extra effort. Maz is in here, and he usually holds up the fort with good crashes. So maybe everybody's be mal mock and be sick. So what? So Amar Ula, it's Meduyik and the Pasuk Dekanami Dechsiv Yishalim Bal Karcho, right? So Amar Ula said it's even Meduyik in the Pasuk because the Pasuk says the Lashon of Yishalim should even be Bal Karcho. Amar Le Abai Miksiv Yishulim. That's why I just thought of Maz, because Maz asked yesterday, I don't understand, Ula didn't know that the Pasuk, that if it says Yishalim, it's also Midaito. So what? How does he refute Abai? So it's a good aura. But Abai says that if you want to mean only Bal Karcho, then you should use a Lashon of Meshulam. And if you want to, and Mishalim means Bain Bal Karcho, Bain Midaiko. So Rabbi Yisai, I pointed out yesterday a fascinating Ha'ara, which really brought us back to old Sugyas. And if you're going to miss this Shiner, you're going to miss it forever. So you better focus. So the Gemara says something appellate. The Gemara says that the Tashlumin of paying Shavu Kesef or Tashlumin of paying Meitav is dependent on what? On the way the Tashlumin came about. So it's Tachapela. Gemara is Merapsa Nigri. Gemara makes no sense. Right? How do you make any sense to this? Whether or not there's a Din Meitav should be dependent on whether or not what? So Rashi says, whether or not I went voluntarily, or whether or not the Bezdin had to be Mechayev. Or as I said yesterday, the Shittim Kubetza said, not only the Bezin had to be Mechayev, the Shittim Kubetza says the Bezin had to extract the money against my will. Lamaisa, payment is payment. If there's a Din Meitav, there's a Din Meitav. The Gemara is a plea atzum. What does this Gemara mean? So Marv Rabbeisa, you see a Mayridik Azach from this Gemara, just from the Shaklavatari, before you get involved in any of the mess, in any of the Rishonim, in any of the Hak of the Daf. Just from the Pshuta Shemashmo, you read this Gemara like a mensch, actually thinking, actually opening your mind to thinking what these things mean. Don't only make it a song, but actually understand what the song means. You see a Mayridik Azach from this Gemara. Perhaps Meitav is Tali on what? Like the Rishonim said earlier, Tzuris HaTashlumin. Tzuris HaTashlumin means it's not part of the Etza Machoiv, but rather it's just how you pay. Credit card, cash, right? It's just a din. It's just an ancillary din, like we said earlier, to what? To the way you're paying it. If that's the halacha, Rabbi says, so perhaps one could have a fleeting havamina. And again, I stressed yesterday, this havamina is not rejected mitzad the svara shabo. This havamina is rejected mitzad what, Rabbi Yisai? Mitzad what? mitzad a pasuk. Means the svara makes sense. Means what? That the tzad of the rishonim, that what? Meitav is ancillary. Meitav is just a way to pay. A tzuras atashlumin dikadin. And that would extend to potentially a havamina of what? How did you get here? Did you volunteer? Were you forced to be here? Did we have to be matriach the nizak to get you over here? What was the, not only tzuras tashlumin in terms of the what? The actual mominus, but the tzuras atashlumin in terms of what? The holoch yelech, the background, the argument, the gavras. How did that go about? That's something that's clear in the Gemara. Unbelievable, Rabbi said. Which Maz pointed out yesterday, you have to really look at whether or not Rava, who answered this question, Lagabi the old sugya, if Rava fits into this, Lishitaso, does he hold Surah Satashlumin? Lagabi those Rishayin.
Just read it like the Ramban. Also, you could read Rashi like the Ramban.
Who's the Ramban?
That Kesef, like that Shavu Kesef Kesef is a svar that you're making an agreement. Like you said before in Seder, because if you say that, then it willingly means that you guys agreed, because what's not willing or being matriach is when you can't come to an agreement. So then you have to pay what it actually is. If not, then you could pay. You could agree on whatever you want.
Rabban wants to know in Kol HaTorah Kula, how do you know Shava Kesef Kesef? So he disagrees with Tesis and Kiddushin, and he holds it to Sara, you don't need a pasuk for it.
Yeah,
so now why should that change?
Because
Shava Kesef Kesef being a Svara has nothing to do with the willingness of the payer.
Because
Svara is the mucker for the fact that this is considered Kesef. You're mixing two things. There's two elements here. There's the arrangement between the two people that the Gemara is now distinguishing whether how did you get together? Was it by force or by agreement? And now the Ramban wants to know a different question. When I pay, what is the nature of that payment? If I need to pay Kesef, can I also pay commodities? So is that a svara? Nothing to do with agreement or not. Is that a svara that I know commodities are the same as Kesef? Or is it a pasuk?
So there's a pasuk. I could force the Nizak against his will to take...
Everyone holds
if
you force. At all. Anytime
right
you
now,
owe me money,
I can force. If I show up to pay willingly,
right,
but he doesn't want what I'm paying him, then he still has to take it, as long as I go willingly?
Right. In the Havamina, yeah.
Oh, that's what he's saying?
Yeah.
I thought he's saying that we have to work
it out. No.
Rashi's saying that we're going to talk about how, like, whether or not there's like a tircha of Beis Din or not, in like the form of the payment, meaning... If there wasn't a tircha, then you can. We're actually saying you can pay it from a suvin.
Then you could pay. You could pay even shavuot kesef, right?
Yeah, but so the fact that I caused a tircha to Beis Din, then gets rid of my ability to pay suvin.
Right, you got to pay meta.
Because I caused Beis Din to
you didn't volunteer.
Pay.
Right. Wait, you don't like the svara what Rava says in Echanami? Fine, but like even accepting the svara makes no sense unless you introduce this idea, this chakira, about what Meitav is. Perhaps it's Tzuras HaTashlumen, and that might be dependent. Exactly what you're saying.
But
that might be dependent. Once you're saying Tzuras HaTashlumen, maybe it's also dependent on how we got here.
Why? Just the fact that because Beis Din now has to make you pay, I lose my ability to pay Shulman. That doesn't make sense. Like, why does that?
Yeah,
make-
because you should have.
So why should I ever? I should always just agree to pay because then I could always just pay Shulman.
Right. In this far, that would have been the case, 100%.
But it doesn't. Usually,
that's the incentive, right?
It doesn't really like work that way.
But it only makes any sense. If it's part of the chov, it makes no sense.
It's like a plea bargain? Like the Torah has the form of a plea bargain?
Yeah, it's how it's acting.
In this hava, I mean, in the Gemara, yeah.
You admit guilty, you pay suvin.
It's like a early bird discount.
So yeah. It doesn't work?
How is Meitav Suvin Hashlumin? It's like, it's not a way of paying, it's a type of payment.
Let's say cash or credit. Cash or credit. Right. We had a chakira. We had a machlokes rishonim.
It's not like a vehicle to pay.
No, it's the same. It's the same. The chiyuv is on $30 worth or $400 worth, whatever you're chayiv. Now there's a separate question. How do I have to make that payment? With cash or credit? With meitav or not meitav?
Okay. And wait, the chakira is saying that Tzuras HaTashlumin.
And now I'm saying you can use that side of the chakira to make a lot of sense of this Gemara, that now it's not only about what I'm delivering and what I'm dropping off, but it's also about how we got here. Because that's all part of the Tzuras HaTashlumin. I think it makes gevaldic sense.
Is this the Rabbanan being Mekel or Machmir then?
It's not the Rabbanan.
Are they saying?
This is a Din Menatir. It's a Drasham Psukim. This is the Raisa.
So is the Pasuk saying that you normally
in the have
everything,
I mean,
but we're being machmir on you if you don't go to Beis Din to plead guilty?
Exactly.
Then you
exactly. That's exactly
more?
What the Gemara said. That's what the Gemara said.
So well, I get nothing mean. From not admitting guilt. Like I should always just admit guilt.
Well, if you don't, if you don't think the guy's going to be machayev, you maybe want to risk it.
I guess.
You don't think you're going to get caught? You maybe want to risk it. But yeah, you're right. That's true. The Torah is giving an incentive to volunteer, not to schlep the guy into Beis Din, not to cause a din Torah, not to cause a machlekes.
You can still be guilty. You can admit that you're guilty. It's just whether or not you're going to be willing to pay. It's not a case of whether or not
that's
you're
guilty
true. Or not. But like, the
that's
guy
true.
Realizes that he's guilty,
that's
he
true.
Doesn't want to pay.
That's true. But another reason why, to answer Schultz's question, why I wouldn't do that is because I might not want to admit that I'm guilty. In order to get me to pay, you need to admit that you're guilty. That's for sure true.
You could just say
I am in the mood to give you $100,000. Why? Don't ask any questions.
Yeah.
Vaita. So Taisus here says something very sussum. Yashiv l'rabbi shava kesef. So the Gemara quoted a pasuk to teach you the din of shava kesef kesef. As I pointed out yesterday, Taisus Shita, here and in Kiddushin more elaborately, Taisus says that the din of Shava Kesef Kekesef in Kol HaTorah Kula is based on a pasuk. Is a drasha. That is opposed to the Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Chachmei Sfard, that hold in the beginning of Kiddushin, and those of you that were with me for Kiddushin, we spoke about this at great length, and had a lot of Lamdash HaKira is based on this. I think this was Sugya number, maybe even one.
The only live was there.
Oh, right, that's true. Wow. Yeah, that's true. Sugya number two. Wow. So impressive. But right, the Ishus by Bnei Noach. Right, that was a good Hagadah Mashir. That's good. So the Gemara says, so the Ramban says it's a Svara. Shava Kesef Kekesef. Now, we're not going to talk about that, but that's a fundamental Yisrael, everybody said, that comes up often in Shas. That might be have implications on what the nature of Kesef is. Am I just trying to give value to the person? Or I actually need to give a coin with a specific symbolism and look a certain way and have certain weight, and it's more of a classic mice and asina, not just giving over value, and therefore it's not as much as svara. So within the shita of Tosis that holds shava kesef is kekesef, so Tosis asks, what is taka the mocker? What is taka the mocker? Tosis wants to know in kiddushin and elsewhere that we apply the din of shava kesef. You don't only have to give cash. You don't only have to give metal with a guy who's old on the front and established in whatever year, and a picture of the Pentagon, but you also could give commodities. You also can give shava kesef. So how do you know that in Kol HaTorah Kula? How do you know that by kiddushin? How do you know that when I marry my wife and I give her a sitter under the chuppah, right? And you know, and you blame it on the Masada kiddushin because I told you to be shticky and to do that, right? Even though the Mordechai says that we should be Mekadosh with a ring, and that's the minig. That's the minig today. But Al Pidin, if a person didn't do that and they went against the minig and he gave this bottle of water, so Lamaisa, it's more than a pruta and you're yaitze. Fine. So how do you know that? So Taisa says, in Kiddushin, Yalfin on me, Ebed Ivri. So Taisa says, wait, not so fast. Anyone here learn Baba Kama? Anyone learn Baba Kama? Gemara says also that there's a pasuk of Shava Kesef Kekesef by Nezikin. Yashiv L'Rabba Shava Kesef. If Yashiv... Oh, gosh.
Where is that coming from?
The Heights.
The guy there?
That corner there is a puppy.
The stoop guy down the block. I don't like it.
Don't contaminate him. Chevra, so if there, this is a big shayla al pidin. This isn't. Yeah, but it's not a.
We're all used to it
right now.
But that doesn't make a head there. If you mamash have a diaper, you mamash have a besakisa, you become used to it. Doesn't zamat there. So Rabbi Sai, so Taisa says you have a problem. Why do you have a problem? Why do you have a problem, Chaim? Why do you have a problem now? What? I don't want to ask good questions. I want good answers. Why do you have a problem here, Rabbi Sai, based on Baba Kama? When you have two psukim and the Torah went out of its way and didn't only be megala by one, say if you're megala by one, that's a classic mamatzinu. That's a classic binyanav. You extrapolate from one to the other, you extend the halacha's mamatzinu. But once the Torah went out of its way and wasted its words to teach you the din of shava kesef kekesef by two parshias, that starts to tell you what? No, don't extrapolate from here. Don't extend the halacha. These were yoytzim and aklaus. V'haraya, the Torah went out of its way to say in the second place that it only applies here and it doesn't apply elsewhere. So now you have akasha, shneksum and monkecharim alamdin. Why do I need two psukim by Eved Ivri and by Baba Kama Dav Zayin? Yashiv l'rabba shav kesef kesef. And for Tosis, it's not a problem. Because as long as I could find for you a what? A tzrichusa, a rationale why the Torah needed to say in both of these places. So therefore, it's not going to be now considered a what? A shnei ksuvin abakecharim alamdin. Because anytime someone will say, no, why did the Torah say it there? So I'm going to answer you because the Torah had to say it there. Because otherwise it wouldn't have known it. So what is the tzrich? So what is the rationale? The emperor Taisus of Taisus in Kedushin and Abbezim and Aleph, the Teretz is like this. If I would have only said Nezikin, I would have thought, no, there's no din of Shava Kesef, Kekesef, and Kola Terakula. Shava Kesef is really... Shava Kesef, if I would only said Nezikin, I would have said that what... Sorry, if I would only have said Eved Ivri, so I would have said by Nezikin, you can't say Shava Kesef, Kekesef. By Kol HaTorah Kula, you can say Shavu Kesef Kesef because you learn from Eved Ivri. But by Nezikin, you can't say Shavu Kesef Kesef. Why can't I say it by Nezikin, Rabbi Yisai? Because there's a Chumra by Nezikin that you have to pay Meitav. So maybe just like the Torah was Machmir that I have to pay Meitav by Nezikin, so therefore what? Maybe you don't say also Shavu Kesef Kesef and you have to be Machmir. Good, Jeremy? How good? Good? So now Rabbi Yisai, then Taisa says, and what if I would say the opposite? What if I would have said that it's what? I would have only said Nezikin, and I wouldn't have said Eved Ivri. Then I would have said, yeah, Shava Kesef Kekesef. Yeah, really? Guess what? By every case that Shava Kesef Kekesef, maybe you have to pay what? Meitav. End of first day of Tosis. Everyone got the first answer? I just created a Tzrichusa. By both Eved Ivri, if it would have said Eved Ivri, if it wouldn't have said Nezikin, if it would have said Nezikin, if it would have said Eved Ivri. Start the song, start singing, start humming. Zok Toysis in the second day. Inami Zok Toysis in Kiddushin. If I would have said what? Nezikin and not Eved Ivri, I would have said what? That maybe, I'm sorry, I went out of order. The second day it says what? If it would have said Eved Ivri and not Nezikin, I would have said, you can't learn to Kol HaTorah Kula. Why? Because Eved Ivri, we want to be Makel. We want to be as lenient as possible. That's why Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Why do we want to be as Makel as possible? Because we don't want him to be stuck living with Goyim. We don't want him to be married to a what? To Shivcha Knainis. We don't want him to be around Goyim. We want him to get him back and acclimated back into society. So therefore, what? Let's make it as accessible as possible, as easy, an easy route back to Yiddishkeit. Let's paischen like Pesach shel machat. Let's make it easy that he could do tshuva, that he can come back, and he can be part of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, by that parsha shava kesef, but mehecha teisi in kedushin, mehecha teisi in kol haTorah kula, that shava kesef is kekesef. That's Tosis day number one. That's Tosis in day number two in the first half. And if it only said what? If it only said Nezikin, so I wouldn't know Eved Ivri. You know what I would have said? What would I have said? I would have said, let's be Machmir by Eved Ivri. Why should we be Machmir by Eved Ivri? Because he deserves. He deserves to be slammed. Why does he deserve to be slammed? He stole. He got himself here. So therefore, there was a svar that you wouldn't apply the svar of Shava Kesef Kekesef to be extrapolated from Nezikin and apply it to Eved Ivri. Zok Tamar Shah, there's a machloikes in the 2 days. In the 2 days. Because what? Zok Tamar Shah. Because in the first daya, when you're learning from Eved Ivri, clearly that daya does not hold of the svaras of the second day. Why, Rabbi say? What's Pshat Tamar Shah? If the first daya that's saying to learn from Eved Ivri, to Kol HaTorah Kula, would hold of the svaras of the second daya, then guess what, Rabbi Yisai? You just lost your malamid. You just lost your mucker. Because they're bezunder svaras to be more makel by Eved Ivri. So how can you extrapolate that to Kol HaTorah Kula? Zoktam Arshah, these are not just random two answers, but they're actually arguing with each other and they don't hold of each other's svaras. Zoktam Atzmas Yosef, he says, not only is the Marsha correct, but I'll take it one step further. Like Avi Bahar pointed out in Seder. How does the second daya hold that you can learn from what? Rabbi say, what's the second daya learning from? What's the malamid in the second day of Tosis and Kedushin? That's Nezikin is the heter. So I have a very basic question, Loi. What's my basic question? How can you learn from Nezikin based on what? The Svar Rishon of Tosis that what? By Nezikin you have to pay Meitav, and Zoktoisis in the first day, that if you were to learn from Nezikin, then every case in Kolot or Akula, even Kedushin, you'd have to pay me Meitav. That's just not true. Zok Atzmas Yosef, apparently there's Nocha Machloikis between the Dudeas and Toisis. There's an additional Machloikis between the Dudeas and Toisis. The second day must hold that what? That statement that the first day said, that if you would have learned Nezikin, you would have said Shavakatz Kekesiv is only with Meitav in Kolot or Akula by Kiddushin and by all other areas that you're learning Shavakatz Kekesiv. Clearly, the second day it didn't hold like that, because otherwise, then halacha would be different. Then in all these areas like Kiddushin, you would have to pay me Meitav. You can't just give your wife a karka; you have to actually give her a Meitav dika karka. And that's not true. Every Shavakatz Kekesiv by Kiddushin. I said yesterday you could even give her my hat that was freshly steamed. Rabbi Isai, that's the Atzmas Yosef. That's the Machloikis. Meirdik, Rabbi Isai. You learn that Tosis, you don't get this impression. Once you learn a Marsha, once you learn the Atzmas Yosef, once you delve into it, and you actually, even without a Marsha, once you actually cheshbin it, once you write out the Tosis, Rabbi Isai, and you actually think about them, it's got to be like that. Because otherwise you get stuck into an alleyway, and you have nowhere to turn. You have nowhere to go. And you need a Pesach. So this is the Pesach. But the Shaila is why. The Shaila is why, Rabbi Say. What we just found, what we just discovered, Rabbi Say, what Taisvis in a little line said, by the way, look at what I wrote in Kedushin, which most guys who are lazy will say, oh, I just finished Taisvis. I'm holding Gemara Ash Taisvis. Yeah, Shkayach. Learn the Taisvis. Open your mind. Stop being such a lazy bum. Now, Rabbi Say, now we got to think about why. Now we got to one up the Tosis with a Marsha with Atzmas Yosef, and now we got to start using our noodles. That's what you got to start spending time in Seder with. Why? When your Chavrusa says Vayter next Mar Mako, you say back to him, why? So he'll say back, because I want to be Shtark. No. Why in the Sugya? Not why are we going on in the Mar Mekaymus. Why? Why is that true? Why is that relevant? Rabbi said, what do we have over here? We have a Machloikis Rishayim. Machloikis Rishayim, what? Let's get bottom dime. When we clean, you have to take a Tosfos, and then you got to clear all the dust, all the snakes, all the technicalities, all the details. Clear all the dust. What's going on over here? What do we have? That's Lundus. Once we clear, once we filter out everything else, once we strain out all the psilis, once we get the Subin out of the way, right? Once we get all this stuff away, what do we have over here? We have 2 days in Tosfos of whether or not it's a Svara to say Meitav and Kol HaTorah Kula. Is Meitav just a din in what, or is Meitav din in what? What are my 2 days, Rabbi Say? Is Meitav just a din Nezikin, according to one day, that I would never have a half a minute to extend it? Even if Nezikin was a Malamed, I would never have a half a minute to extend it to Kol HaTorah Kula? Or no, in Svara, Meitav could have extended, and therefore I need more Psukim to make sure that I don't get stuck in that alleyway, like the first day in Taisus. That's, you just set yourself up for a Chakir. You just set yourself up for a Lamda Shashir. You just set yourself up of, Rabbi, let's go, let's learn a sugya. But let's learn a sugya like learn a sugya. Let's actually understand what's going on between the lines of the Tosis. Yeah, Shiner.
The Atzmas Yosef was saying that the first day would tell you that every other case would have to pay Meitav as well, and the second wouldn't.
Yeah.
The Marsha gave the fulfill between the two reasons.
Yeah.
Tosis didn't do that.
Right. But Tosis said that. No, you're forgetting about the first line of Tosis. Tosis starts out with a background. Tosis, you got so heavy into the end of Tosis, you forgot the first line. So the Tosis starts off, says, Shava kesef kekesef meecha teisi. Tosis says, what's the mocker? So then Tosis says, V'yesh leimer yalfina mi eved ivri. On that, Tosis says, yalfina mi eved ivri? That makes no sense. There's a pasuk by Baba Kamet, Shnei Ksuvim Barakach Me'amalim. Then on that, Tosis answers, no, it's not Shnei Ksuvim Barakach Me'amalim. Once you cancel out the kasha on the Yesh Leimar, what are you left with? The Yesh Leimar. So where are you learning from at the end of the day? Evid Iver. So that stands.
Yeah, but the way you take out the kasha, there's two different Terutzim, and one of those Terutzim doesn't work with Evid Iver.
Right, the second day, right, correct. That was only in the first day. That's what the Marsha was saying. Exactly. Okay?
Eved Ivri is a special case of like Nezikin. So why? How could you learn from Eved Ivri to Nezikin? Eved Ivri is just a case of Nezikin.
I don't want to ask Kashas and Drushas. The Chazal knew where to learn out and where to learn.
Not
in different
I'm saying,
cases.
I'm saying from that day.
Chazal knew that that was a good source for everything else. But the fact that the cases are different didn't bother Chazal.
No, I'm asking.
What?
I'm saying, if Eved Ivri and Nezikin, they both did damage. Just one, he can't afford to pay it back.
Yeah.
So we're saying...
It's a totally different case. Eved Ivri is getting out of slavery. It's pidyon. It has nothing to do with paying damages.
You're paying damages back. The guy paid damages.
Not really
damages.
Paying
he's
damages.
Already he's already a slave.
He's already a slave. You paid off. It's like a totally different case. You're right. The cases are absolutely different. 100%. But that didn't bother Chazal. So what's the Vart Rabbi say? So we have a major nekuda over here, Sam. A major nekuda over here of whether or not Meitav is a Svara and call it a Rekuva. So I ask you to see the Nemuki Yosef. Muki Yosef quotes a Ramah. What does the Ramah say? Anyone have a chance to see it? Yeah. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says a big Chiddush. Says, yeah, Meitav exists assuming one thing. What's it assuming, Rabbi Yisai? What does every store owner really hope you're going to pay with?
Cash.
Why? Let's not ask that question. Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai. So what does the Rama say? The Rama says, Meitav, yeah. Meitav if what? Meitav if what? If the guy doesn't have Zuze. But if you have cash, no?
Zuze is cash, then.
If your guy has Zuze, he's got to pay Zuze. But you only pay the Meitav of Karko or the Meitav, whatever has a din Meitav, based on the Maskaras of our Sugyas, if we have to retort if he doesn't have Zuze. If he doesn't have any cash. Wow, that's a big statement that the Ramah was just Mechadish. But I don't know if everyone's going to agree to that if I have cash, let's say a guy, you were Mazik someone, so I got to pay Idis, my Karko of Idis, right? So now, happens to be I have cash on me. I'm very liquid, right? So according to the Ramah, you can't pay Yiddis. You have to pay cash. Okay? That's the Chiddush of the Ramah. Okay? That's what the Muki Yosef says. Why should that be, Rabbi Yisai? What does that tell you about Meitav? Yesh Lachkor. Zok the Stipler. Anyone see the Stipler that Balaibi put on? Yesh Lachkor. The Stipler is dealing with a different question. We didn't get up to the Gemara yet, but I'll hopefully point it out if we get up to the Gemara. A Shver Rambam that seems to leave out something from the Gemara, but the Stipler in his suggestion presents something fascinating, Legabi the Chakira of Meitav, which is an interesting Chakira. Why did the Torah Mechayev you Meitav? What's the nature of Meitav? What did the Torah, when the Torah says you can't just pay him back for the damage, AB, you actually have to pay him with Meitav. What is that? Is that a subjective halacha? Or is that an objective halacha? What do I mean? Liquidity. Is it that we just, lamaisa, when we make payments for Nezikin, or we want to make sure that what? That you can get to your cash as quick as possible? Because that's the most important and essential type of payment. So therefore, Meitav wins because what? It's easier to sell and to get its cash value. Is that why the Torah was Mechayev Meitav? Or is it no? Or is it the Torah said, Meitav means, Jeremy, please. Meitav means that you what? Meitav means what, Kalev? That you look into what? Masha Merutzel. You look into the Rotzen of the Nizak. What does he need? What does he want? And you know what he wants probably? He probably wants Top Valley. He probably wants Manhattan, Midtown, Penthouse. Not Idaho. No offense to the Idahotowners. Probably doesn't want it. He probably wants Matov. And the reason why we're going to give Matov when you damage is because that's Mashem Rutzula. Now, Chesney, you're not an out-of-towner. I didn't insult you.
So what if he wants
Benin? Oh! Givaldic. Nathan, I wanted to delay. I wanted to stall. But he's bringing me into the rush. He's bringing me into the rush. Abi, look at the rush. We'll get to there. Now, Rabbi Yisai, now let's look back at the Nimuki Yosef. Sammy, what did the Nimuki Yosef say? Come on, you have a salad. Everything's taken care of. Now let's think.
He said that if you have cash, you have to pay cash.
Why do you think that should be? Huh? Why do you think that should be? Let's think. Does that maybe... Does that maybe tell me something about his approach to Meitav? Possibly?
Yeah, Meitav's the easiest to sell. The first one.
First one? Yeah. What was the first one mean? I don't go for the first one. What was the first one mean?
The first nature, which you said, was that Meitav...
Pull the trigger!
...is easiest to sell in order to get cash.
Thank you. The point, the tachlis, the goal, the trigger... Yes. Not the trigger. But the result... that we want, the end game, is what? Is we want cash, liquidity. So therefore, if you're already at the end game, then what? What did I say?
No, it's a very end game movie out right now.
What?
Avengers end game.
End game?
Throws $1 billion in a movie.
So, what's it about?
Superheroes.
Yeah, I don't get it. My shit. Yeah, okay. If you're playing games with the Yetzer Hara, at least like do it well. You have to do it already. Like, just make it worth your while. Come on, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi, this cannot go on. Rabbi Sai. First of all, already from the skunk. Watch this, the first Bubba Kamashi that's going to be featured. What am I saying? Oh, so you see from the Mugi Yosef, that the end game, the desire, what we want, is Taka Cash. And if you have cash already, you're already there, so then the whole din of Meitav, that's a waste of time. There's no point of it. But if you hold not like din of Yosef, if you hold all Meitav means is what? It's what's most desirable, and that's why you pay Yiddis, so then what? So then perhaps even if it's cash, not a cash-based system, it's not specifically to get cash, so maybe even if he has cash, maybe the halacha would be even still to pay Meitav.
If that's the goal, then why wouldn't he have to sell it then himself? If the goal is just to get cash, why wouldn't he have to go through the sale himself, Meitav, to pay cash?
And why wouldn't the Torah be
the Torah of that? The Torah to sell it.
Here. And that should be the Chiyuv.
Yeah, cash.
Just to let the Torah take it one step further. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. Yeah. No, that's what he's saying. So he said, why? Why is Meitav today? You should always make him pay, make the sale. I don't know, maybe I'll suffer a loss on it because it'll be stuck. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good R. So, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, Lamaisa, what do I want from this stipler, Rabbi Yisai?
Helps with the Eved Ivri.
Why does it help with the Eved Ivri?
Because now the Eved Ivri pays cash, so he doesn't have to pay me that.
No. Rabbi Yisai, what are we trying to do over here? What was our springboard? Our springboard over here, Rashi. Who's Rashi?
Two days
in Taisis and Gedushin, Rabbi Yisai. What was our 2 days in Taisis and Gedushin after the dust settled, after we removed all the stuff? Is Mesa Vadivin and Kol Torah Kula? Right. So now tell me. So tell me this far, Rabbi Yisai. Zokter of Kolevsky, a beautiful var. Zokter of Kolevsky. He says perhaps that's goof of the din over here. is Meitav a din in what? That what? Shava Kesef Kekesef means that what? That cash equivalent. It's a cash equivalent. So, but at the end of the day, we want liquidity. So if that's true, that would be a din in what? That would be a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. That would be a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Zok Toisvitz and Kiddushin in the first day. If Nezikin would have been the Melamed, then what? I would have been stuck. Why? Because then I would have said, I would have had a svara to even say what? Meitav, not only in Nezikin, but even in what? Kol HaTorah Kula. Kiddushin. Pitin Abed. All these dinim. You got to pay Meitav. Why? Because Meitav is just a din of liquidity. Why is that only an Ezekin Dika Svara? It's just a way to get the cash. So maybe that's Alokha and Kesef and Gola Tarakula. Maybe that could apply everywhere. Aber if what? If it's what? No, it's a specific Alokha. That what? When it comes to Nezikin, the Torah said, we not only want you to pay, but we want you to pay based on the what? The will of the guy who got damaged. Perhaps that's a what? That's a svar in Ezekiel. That we give an additional knas, an additional fine, that not only are going to pay him value, but you have to pay him value as per he desires. Mechatesi, that what? That's not a svar in what, Rabbi Yisai? That's not a svar in what? In Kol HaTorah Kula, in Kesef and Kol HaTorah Kula. That's not Kesef based. That's not liquidity. That's an added halacha called Meitav. That what? Don't only pay him back, but actually find out from him what he wants. What are his desires? That's an additional chiyuv in the world of what? In the world of Nezek. But the second day in Tosis perhaps held what? It was never a svarish of a svarish. It was never a havamina sheba havamina. Even if Nezikin would have been the Malamed, that we would have what? That we would have extended what? Meitav to other areas of Allah. That's not a din in Kesef. That's not a quality of Kesef. Meitav's not halacha in liquidity. Now you could apply it to all areas of halacha that deal with Kesef. So Memela Taisis could have dealt with the svara of Nezikin paying Meitav and saying, but that would never have been applicable to the other loimdim, to the other areas that are learning from Parshas Nezikin. So everybody say, this chakira, this idea of the stipler, this fundamental, perhaps machloikis rishonim, which might be the ultimate shaila of what happens when you have cash, do you have to pay cash, might actually be the machloikis rishonim on whether or not meitav is a din dafke nezikin or a din kol hatayra kula. Yeah, Moshe.
I guess if you're going off the assumption that most people were,
Nathan, I made it. You're good. You rush tomorrow. Yeah.
That if most people weren't liquid enough to pay what they needed to pay, right? I mean, for the most part, people, all their assets are tied up in land.
Yeah, yeah. Livestock. Even the biggest gvirim aren't liquid.
Right. So the whole point is that they need to get liquid to pay off something that they owe. And why does it matter where they pay it from? Meaning, if I owe Avi money, let me liquefy my shoes as opposed to liquefying my car. Like, what does it make a difference to? Why does Basin and or the Torah care how I get my money from my assets?
I
owe 500 bucks, right? Yeah. I'm completely illiquid.
Yeah.
So, and it's saying to make myself liquid from selling off my Meitav. Why does it matter how I become liquid?
Meitav is the easiest way. If you give him Meitav, it's the easiest way for him to get cash.
I have to liquefy it.
He
has liquefied. No, that was Alex's question. Why shouldn't you have to liquefy if that's the goal?
Right. If you have to pay
I'm
cash.
Not sure. I don't know. Right. It's a cash on the Torah. Third in the chayv. It's a good point. If that side of the chakir is right, so then Malik said, why don't you just take it one step further and make the mazik liquefy it? Yeah.
We said in Rashi Midaito yesterday that he actually describes Meitav as Kesef, and then the Rashash changes the girsa to Meitav.
Yeah.
Is it possible, according to that first girsa that Rashi holds, that it's the liquidity side in the chakir?
I hear what you're saying. That's interesting. Awesome. That's pretty fancy. I hear. Interesting. Ultimately, fundamentally, that's where we're getting to. So Lamaisa, even that's a little shtickle tire. Like, I can understand why the Rashash changes it, but yeah, it's fancy. It's nice. You hear what Livy saying? Perhaps if the whole goal, if all of Meitav, the whole purpose is just to get to cash, so then Rashi can interchange that with Kesef. Very nice, Shiner.
Well, we have a similar Kakira by the difference that the Marsha brings about if you say it's a Kula and Evan Ivry. No,
not at all. We're just trying to explain right now a din of Meitav. Yeah.
Well,
would there be another one?
No, there's no shaykhus. That's pure.
Obviously completely separate.
No, we're only explaining meta. We're not explaining anything else.
Okay. If that's true, then why can't I just learn to have it ivri? We said by Eved Ivri that the problem is that maybe the Torah is being makel on him because he's an Eved, and we want him to go free. It's sort of lo yitzma, but by Nezikin.
Wait. If you say
by Nezikin, if we're saying
if
that
you said you wrote Nezikin, or you didn't write Nezikin.
What?
Which side? You wrote Nezikin or you didn't write?
You wrote Nezikin,
and you didn't write Eved Ivri.
But you didn't write. No. You wrote Nezikin without Metav, meaning Metav doesn't apply.
No.
We're learning from Nezikin.
No. Again, Taisa says if you would only add Nezikin, then you would have learned everything else except for Eved Ivri. And when you would have learned that everything else, you wouldn't have learned Metav, because Metav is just a din Nezikin. Taisus Pircha on Eved Ivri is not about Metav. That's the answer to your question. Taisus Pircha is by Eved Ivri. It's possible we'll be machmir on him not to say Shavu Kesef Kesef, even a non-Metav Shavu Kesef Kesef, because we slam him because he did
so
not.
Oh, so he's taking the machmir side. He's taking that we're being machmir on Eved Ivri. He's not saying Lo Yitzman that's far.
Right.
He's
exactly.
Saying the opposite.
Exactly
of
right. Part. Exactly right. That's what he says. He speaks out both those stuff in Taisus and Kiddush. Our Rabbi Sai. But now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, so then, Lamaisa, we're back to what? So we have a nice Chakira, Rabbi, so we had enough Svara to explain these 2 days in Taisus of what Metav is in Kol Torah Kula, if is it applicable to Kol Torah or not. But how do we resolve what? The basic what? The basic Stira in the Psukim. We're back to square one. Abai rejected Ula. Zim Kain, what's the din? El Amr Abai Kedemar. Sakta Abai, Gamamish goes to where? To Hilchus Maiserani. To Halachas of Tztaka. A Favarfin of Halacha, the Sanya. Harisha Hailo, but Rabbi Sai, pay attention. Those of you that are going to real estate, pay attention to the Sugya. A lot of real estate svaras over here in Gemara Rashi and Taisus here. Harisha Hailo, but him Sadu Sukramim. Veino Motzel Machron. Machilin also Maiserani ad Mechza. What happened over here, Rabbi Sai? A guy's struggling in Parnassa. He has a lot of real estate, but he can't what? He can't sell it. How much money does this guy have?
Nothing.
Unclear. There are two Lishnas in Rashi. What is this guy's financial situation? Does the guy not have $200 to his name? Which is the what? $200, 200 zuzim is the sheer to qualify, if you have less than that, to collect what? Leket Shichupe, a Maiserani. Okay? To get from those funds, right? Or, what's the other option, Rabbi says? Startling Rashi in the Lishna Akrina. Anyone see the Lishna Akrina? Rashi says something incredible.
You can feed it to anybody.
That even a what? Even an usher. Why would an usher be collecting Maiserani Leket Shichupe? This sounds like a Ponzi scheme. What's going on over here? What's going on with Gemara?
He has like nothing on him.
What?
Because
what?
He has nothing on him.
He's illiquid. He is
to compensate.
So sell your karka.
To compensate for the fact that
what?
Isn't the whole thing? He's a problem. He's having a problem selling it.
Okay, but how do you go dip into the funds? This guy owns buildings in New York, and you're telling me he can now go into the Pushka?
Bad housing market.
Compensate for the losses.
So it's a bad housing market. So you sell it to YU.
No, I only make.
What? Guys, you like what Nathan just said?
Yeah.
What did Nathan just say?
500 jews. He's still rich.
He still has money. Yeah.
Yeah, but Nathan's right. Look at the Lishna Achrina Rashi. But say you fall off your chair. This guy has $500 million. Let's make it better, Malik. $500 million. But what's Nathan saying? You read Rashi carefully. Rashi's saying, but Lamaisa, he's going to get way under the value if he sells off this thing. This is Rabbi Say.
It's called liquidation.
Rabbi Say, what?
This is probably not a good business. $500 million.
Where am I pointing to? Where am I pointing to? No, not anymore. Who am I pointing to? Who?
Department.
Yeah, who's that?
Why you?
No.
Washington Heights.
No, this is exactly what happened.
The laundry.
Yes.
Yeah, said we had to sell off these buildings and we were stuck, right? So the halacha is what? The halacha is what? That if he's going to get so undervalued, so then what? Yeah, Maiserani can help him. Now, what the details are going to depend on the Lishnas and Rashi and how much could you help him, how much could you collect. For Rabbi Yisrael, this is unbelievable. A guy could be a multi-millionaire, and because of his situation, because he can't get the value that he needs, he can dip into the tzedakah funds. He can go into the tamchu. He can go into the pushka. He can get the electrical payah. It's unbelievable. You have this guy. He's a gvir. He's walking with a bodyguard out of a limousine, and he can walk to the corner of your field and pick up some crops. And like, this will be the biggest scandal on matzav like ever. You're a gvir, for God's sakes. That's the second lishon in Rashi, Rabbi say. Read Rashi carefully. Now, what does any of this have to do with our sugya? And tomorrow, Mir Tzashem will connect it. And Rabbi say, then we'll get to the rush. Read the rush carefully, Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll get to Avi's kasha that he asked in the middle of Shir today. Rabbi Yisai, I think Shir is going to happen.